When you start practicing trajectory, your relationships get better. Why? Because you don't ruin your whole day or a whole relationship over nothing.
My goal in life is to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential. If I haven't used every ounce of energy to provide value and be of service, I've ruined the day. I'm building a brand the last 3.5 years for one purpose. I want to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. That will empower 1,000 people in your lifetime to empower 1,000 people simply to be happy, to make more money, help more people, and have more fun.
The ego is what corrodes the connection to full inspiration or truth. The ego is the need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be separate, the need to be inferior, superior, anxious, fearful, guilty, resentful, all the different fear-based emotions. If we're full of anxiety, what I say, get out of my own way, it's going to corrode the connection to me getting what I want. Number one, being accessible to help others and also accessing what I want. Understanding this stress is an opportunity to get better, to expand. And so I have shifted my perspective of the stressful moments in every day, and it's what am I going to do with them to actually expand as a benefit.
I say the law of surrender is the most hyper-aggressive, misunderstood law that I've ever even fathomed, because I always thought people were high broke sitting on their mom's couch when they were surrendering. But it's a hyper aggressive state of mind to say, okay, I have the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, angry, anxious, all of the different ego based emotions. Now I have to fight through that to somehow not only mentally put myself at center. And this is where people, I think, get confused. It's difficult enough to say, let it go. All the mental things that we do, but beyond there's all this biochemical things that are happening and a physical energetic level that, you know, I am supposed to be this Judah Buddha, this guy that knows how to get back to center and be successful. There's things that happen and I'm lying in bed and it's interfering with my most valuable time, which is sleep. Subconscious, unconscious time that I have. And my wife's looking at me going, hey, little Buddha, why can't you go to sleep? Well, I'm telling myself to let it go. But physically, I am upset.
It's really difficult and it never goes away.
The more awareness you have, the better decisions you make, because the assumptions are off of what? The truth, not off of an illusion based off the ego, which is getting in your way. The whole idea to me is that we're pure beings in a truth and our egos are corroding our connection to get the most truth or awareness out of it. What I'm constantly doing is, okay, here's my trajectory for what I want, why I want it, discipline, strategy, and awareness to what? When I'm off of trajectory. When you start practicing trajectory, your relationships get better. Why? Because you don't ruin your whole day or a whole relationship over nothing. You learn all these disciplines. You're disciplined to say, hold on, breathe, right? Especially you're an ex-athlete. We're taught to react and to escalate. So you get into a competitive situation in your most intimate relationship, fear, loss, all this, all of a sudden someone triggers you, boom. You're yelling, you're mad, and then it keeps going. What I've learned now is literally to get back to center, even kick people out. It'll drive some people crazy, but a homeboy behind you triggered me the other day because I had a lot of shit going on. He said something and I acted out of my trajectory. I was an asshole. I caught myself within maybe 30 seconds of it. And I just said, dude, and he wanted to answer me and escalate it. Because right, every attack, what do you get from an attack? An attack, man. Nobody attacks a baby on it. Like, I even believe unless you're mentally ill, you're not correct. Like starving, there's a mental problem. Like even animals, you could lie a baby on a sidewalk and animals will help it, not hurt it. And almost every human being will not attack. That's what you want to be. Defenseless, vulnerable. That makes you invulnerable, doesn't it? A baby lying on the sidewalk is invulnerable. But when you attack, you become extremely vulnerable and everybody doesn't get that. Oh, you're so vulnerable. You're telling everybody the truth. No, I'm invulnerable. You idiots are vulnerable. I'm sitting here. I'm a baby on the sidewalk. What are you going to say about me? I've already told you I don't know what I'm talking about. I've already told you I lost everything. I already told you that I'm just trying to do this myself. What are you going to attack me for? And my whole life is of service. Those are invulnerable statements. You live of service, you're invulnerable. What's someone going to say about you? Oh, he's a shitty person. He's living his life to help other people. It's an energy of awareness that allows you to do these things. And we're all on the same journey. So I also took a physical realm when I got it and trigger him. He attacks me back. I said, no, just go. And I could see he wanted to fight, right? But then he looked at me and he said, oh, I see. I'm going to go. And we separated. Why? Because I had to go back to center, not only mentally, but the biochemistry that occurs from those type of activities are not healthy, right? Anyone that's played sports, you can utilize it for yourself, which I've done, but that's not good in life, right? It wouldn't be good in football if, you know, I got attacked and got beat and I came back to the huddle and said, oh, it's fine. No, I don't mind if I get beat for another touchdown, right? But the balance and the reconciliation of being able to be in the pursuit of something while being relaxed, at peace. There's not one day of my life, as much as I think I know or express to others that I know, not one day of my life I don't make hundreds of mistakes. Not one day of my life that I'm not going back to center, just way more often, way faster. And my life is so much better. And my relationships are better because I'm healing all the time. I'm not separating.